consider what he entered into there, just trying to get a program that's still looking for its first NCAA tournament victory. They got in last year. They're going to try to get in again this season, but you know, they've had signature wins throughout his tenure. And you know, you go to Omaha, you beat Creighton, as this program did back in November. That's going to get attention. Beating UCLA is going to get attention. They had 120 straight on the home floor until the last couple of games where they were unable to win those. But Butchie, we look at Nebraska, of the five games they've lost, four have been gettable. You look at the three conference losses Wisconsin's had, and they've all been gettable, right? Well, they've been right there.
I mean, and that's the thing when I look at this Wisconsin team. Yes, they have three conference losses. But overall, how it's happened, they've all been really close. They've all been really gettable. And I think that's the biggest thing that I look at with this team is by no means with those three conference losses do you feel like they're out of the game. And I think that's the identity of this team is even if it is a big league, they're going to find a way to compete. They're going to find a way to get going. And it all starts with John Blackwell. You saw that in the UCLA game. Things weren't going right. What did John Blackwell do? Grab the ball, went right to the front of the rim, and put pressure at the rim. That's when some threes opened up, and that's where they're able to make the run. They just weren't able to get stops. And I think this afternoon, the most important thing is they need to guard as five and be close, be tight. It's not like this Nebraska team is a team full of three-point shooters. Yes, Connor Sejan's there. He'll come off the bench. He's shooting it at 41.5% from three. You have to know where he's at. But overall, stay tight, play as five on that defensive end.
As Sejan comes off the bench, had some early games this season where he was in the starting lineup, but he's been a very valuable sixth man for Fred Hoiberg. We mentioned he's shaken up his lineup a bit here. He had Aaron Ulis, the Iowa transfer, starting in their last game against USC. Now he's got Sam Hoiberg in his starting five here today. Brian Dorsey, Larry Serrato, Amy Bonner are your officials for today's matchup.
And I think one of the reasons he goes with Sam Hoiberg is because he's consistent. You know exactly what you're going to get there.
Andrew Morgan, the North Dakota State transfer, has been a good addition to this Nebraska team. He'll jump center with Steven Crow, the Huskers, the traveling red unis, the white trim, and the Badgers in their player-designed uniforms with the white jerseys and a little cardinal and black trim. And the Bucky Badger emblem on the shorts as well. The coaching staff wearing the sneakers here today. Coaches versus cancer. Jason Greg and Michelle Gard guarding against cancer. These sneakers designed by children here dealing with cancer. And they did some great work getting those shoes ready to go. Toss and tap belongs to Nebraska. Huskers move to our right, and we are underway. Buchtungel, right of the key, goes into Andrew Morgan in the lane. Back out to Berka Buchtungel. It's to Sam Hoiberg. They work it up top for Bryce Williams. He is with Klesman. Now Morgan, right elbow versus Crowd. A handoff to Williams. Goes behind the back. Staggers. Gets control. Three to shoot. Two to shoot. Buchtungel leaning, firing, desperation. Bricked it. And that's a shot clock violation.
And that we talked about guarding his five. That possession should happen every time. I know it won't. But they guarded together. They were tight. Textbook defense.
And the Badgers with their first possession moving to our left, and it's John Blackwell against Bryce Williams. Blackwell at the point, angles off to the right side, flips to Klesman, squares away, tries a three. It's around the rim and out, no good. Buchtungel the rebound for the Huskers. And he'll bring it up the floor, flips it to Morgan at the top. Takes a dribble to the left side, hands off to Sam Hoiberg. Hoiberg left of the lane, darts it out to Buchtungel, left of the circle with Winter defending. A toss to Williams, a hedge in the screen from Winter, now picked up by Blackwell. Buchtungel right side, a hand off to Juwan Gary, off the right wing, and the lane goes up right hand, and it is off the rim and out, no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter. Minute 15 gone by, no score. Tanjay left side, goes into Crowell, left of the lane, Morgan defending. Back up top for Blackwell, fakes the three at the top of the circle. And he'll send it to Max Klesman high on the right. Return pass for Blackwell. Wraps at the crowd. Left corner feed. Tanjay for three. Good. John Tanjay, who was 6 of 7 from three on Tuesday night. First flip is a three-point hit for Tanjay today. A minute 40 in. 3-0 Wisconsin. Williams with a pass for Buchtungel. Left-hand toss for Hoiberg. Bounces Morgan. It's Williams. He'll try a three, and that's off the back of the rim. No good. A rebound, Nolan Winter. One and out for the Huskers. Blackwell at the floor for the Badgers. on the right side, hits the brakes. He'll take the three, and he'll hit it. We talk about how vulnerable Nebraska has been to giving up the three, and they've given up a couple of quick ones here.
Yeah, and during that five-game losing streak, they've given up 10-plus threes. Right now, Wisconsin with two, and it's a great start for them.
2 minutes gone by, 6-0 Wisconsin, as Bryce Williams will bring it up. Averaging 18.5 points per game. It's 17 against USC a few days ago. Williams top of the circle. Works it right side. Gary, he'll try a three. Short rebound. Gary had it, lost it. Klesman is there. Here comes Max. Whips it to Tanjay. Run into the rim. Catches low on the left. And he'll turn. He'll score. Tanjay with five. And it's 8-0 Wisconsin. 2.5 minutes into the game. Andrew Morgan. Left of the circle, hands off to Williams, being crowded by Blackwell. Williams left of the lane, starting to back, mid-post left, turn, shoots from 13 feet away, and that gets Nebraska on the board.
And that's what they want to get to, and Bryce Williams had a quiet first half against USC, coming out a lot more aggressive in this game.
8-2 Wisconsin, not quite 3 minutes in. Klesman throwing to Winter, left of the circle, feeds Tanjay, open three, left side, nothing but net. Tanjay with a couple of three-point hits. And it's 11-2, Wisconsin, 3 minutes gone by. Andrew Morgan at the top of the circle for the Huskers. Morgan, the right-hand hip-high dribble, leads up for Buchtunjel at the top of the circle. Winter defending him. A pass for Jawan Gary. He's with Tanjay in the lane. Kick out Hoiberg. Open three, right corner. Off the rim and out, no good. Rebound Winter for Wisconsin. And here comes Blackwell on the move for the Badgers, right side to the front court. Blackwell to the line, down the lane, to the rim. The layup is good for John Blackwell. And Fred Hoiberg needs an early timeout as the Badgers have come out swinging. 13-2 Wisconsin. We're not quite 3.5 minutes into the game.
So that's a pretty good start.
It is, and a real tester now for Nebraska, having lost five in a row. Mentioned they've been very, very competitive in four of those games. But you get down like this early, this is a real test to see how Nebraska responds.
Well, especially coming off of the heartbreak of that USC game. And the reason I go back to it so much is during, you know, you could tell that that was going to be a really important, you know, game and conference. They lose that. How do you respond? I was expecting Nebraska to come out here and be desperate. We haven't seen that. It's a bad start for Nebraska. Now, how do they respond? You mentioned it. And if you're Wisconsin, you just keep making sure that everything on the defensive end is tough. Why? Because then it takes them out of wanting to play defense.
Yeah, it does.
It really has. They've scored 2 points. They don't want to play defense. It's tough as a player when you're not scoring it on that end to then have the energy to guard at an elite level. It's tough to do.
Carter Gilmore in for Stephen Crow as play resumes. Bryce Williams, left side of the forecourt. A pass for Hoiberg, sending Buchtunjel. And now it's Hoiberg again, top of the circle. Kicks it to Gary. Open three, left wing, short. Long rebound. Gilmore tapped it, but Morgan is there. Knocked out of bounds by Blackwell. It'll belong to Nebraska.
And right now, if you're Wisconsin, you can live with Gary shooting the three. Only shooting it at 27.5%. Like, that's the shot you want to give up. You're fine.
Well, Bryce Williams would be their top three-point threat on the floor right now. Then, obviously, a Sejan off the bench. Williams gets it inside to Morgan, and it's knocked away, taken away. Tanjay has a turnover. Nebraska, 4 minutes in, 13-2 Wisconsin. Lesman outside left. Buchtunjel defending. A throw into Gilmore. He's doubled. Out to Max. Rotates to Winter. Feeds Blackwell for three. Got it. John Blackwell, his second three-pointer. It's 16-2 Wisconsin. As the Badgers, 4 of 5 from distance. Missed their first. Have hit the next four. Williams at the top. Dribbles right of the lane against John Blackwell. Williams trying to back. Whips it back out to Hoiberg. Turns to Gary. Leaves it Buchtunjel. Three in the air left corner. Back rim no good. Rebound Winter. And now here comes Blackwell up the middle of the front court for Wisconsin. Blackwell high on the right. Throwing to Tanjay between the circles. Feeds Winter. Quick pass Klesman outside left. Max left of the lane against Hoiberg. Kills the dribble. Throws it out to Tanjay. 15 to shoot. Plenty of time. Tanjay. They send it over to Blackwell, baseline right. Probing, retreats, out to Nolan, open three, right of the circle, good again. They're not even hitting the rim.
That's not it. You're right.
I mean, it is nothing but net. 19-2, Wisconsin.
11-0 run.
5:05 gone by. Andrew Morgan hands off to Hoiberg. He'll feed Buchtunjel left of the lane. Klesman on the double, reaching in, is called for the foul, and that'll get us to our first media timeout. Well, a rather solid start, I would say, for the Wisconsin Badgers here this afternoon. We thank today's game sponsor, Gordon Flesh Company. When it comes to keeping your business running smoothly, trust the Gordon Flesh Company, your local experts in office technology. And the unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. 14:47 left in the first half. Wisconsin 19, Nebraska 2. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Refresh your home today with window images, blinds, and shades from Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them cut to width in-store for free. Get white faux wood blinds starting at just $22.99. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Sale price is good through February 2nd.
Save big money at Menards.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. News from the center, WRCE.
47 left in the first half, 19-2. Wisconsin leads Nebraska. Raleigh Wooster in the lineup, inbounding baseline left to Bryce Williams. Jumper away, back rim no good. Rebound Kamari McGee, darts it ahead to Max Klesman. Connor Resige in the lineup now, he's defending Klesman. A throw to Gilmore, rotates right side for Tanjay. And a crowd right of the lane. Starts to draw the double, retreats, skips it to McGee, left of the key against Resige now. And a throw to Tanjay at the top. Tanjay high on the right. Long three on the way. Nope. And the rebound to Butunjel. That was about a 20.
I was going to say, that's probably
every bit of 25.
That beats it. The way they've been shooting, you might get a little bit of a pass.
Here's a siege at baseline left. And the runner is short. The rebound to Tanjay. Outlet to McGee. About 6 minutes in. 19-2 Wisconsin. McGee left wing for the Badgers. He's against Butunjel. A bounce into Crowell left of the paint. Steven Crowell whips across court to Klesman. Juwan Gary is out on Max as Klesman on the right sideline in front of the Nebraska bench. 10 on the shot clock. Max baseline right, knocked away. Ball is loose. Butunjel to the floor trying to gather it, and he does. Klesman trying to tie him up, and he does. And the arrow is to Wisconsin. Yep.
That's kind of the way the game's gone so far for Nebraska. Even really a chance where you show great hustle, it results in a jump ball, and it goes back to Wisconsin.
Jack Janicki into the lineup. Xavier Amos. John Blackwell back in there for Wisconsin. 13:44 left in the half. It's 19-2. Wisconsin leading Nebraska. Inbounds pass to McGee. Kamara gets a high screen from Amos. McGee with a throw to Janicki outside left. He'll toss to Amos between the circles. Throws it to McGee on the right side. Sends it to Crowell, top of the circle. Shot clock is down to 5. Blackwell against Asijan. Spin move. Runs it out to Kamari for 3. Right wing. Off the iron. No good. Rebound. Back tap by Crowell. And gathering it is Wooster for Nebraska. Sends it to Asijan. Catching, releasing for 3. And it's good. Connor Asijan. 41.5%, as we mentioned, from distance. Gets his first points today. And a big old smile on his face.
Yeah, and it's in transition, right? Yeah. Like that's what you can't let him get going.
Here's Janicki off the left wing and in the lane. And the jumper is good for Jack Janicki. 21-5, Wisconsin, 7 minutes into the game. Mooster outside left. He'll throw to Buchtungel at the top of the circle. Buchtungel is off to Williams, hooks it back to Buchtungel. He'll try a three, left of the circle, good. He's 32.5% from distance coming into the game. 21-8, Wisconsin, 12:38 left in the first half. Janicki left wing, goes in to Crowell, left of the lane, back out to Janicki, feeds Amos, turns to Blackwell, off the right wing, Blackwell at the elbow, now retreats above the three-point line. Wally Wooster defending, Blackwell rocks the dribble, inside the arc, long two is short, rebound Buchtungel.
Not the best shot attempt there by John.
Here's Jawan Gary throwing it to Wooster, transfer from Utah. Been a year at Utah State, the last three at Utah. Buchtungel right of the lane, whistle, and stepping in there was McGee, and Kamari will be called for the block. That'll be his first foul and the team's second.
And that's usually what happens when you take a bad shot, and all of a sudden you're scrambling, you're trying to find each other, you're out of position. When Wisconsin has been set on the defensive end, they've been elite.
Yes,
today.
They really have.
They've been elite.
Yep.
And I don't use that word a whole lot.
Well, they have. Sticky only. It's just one word you can use.
Yeah,
elite,
right?
I like elite better. 12:08 left in the half. 21-8 Wisconsin. Wooster baseline right. Inbounds to Asijit. Open shooting. Baseline right. No good. Rebound. Xavier Amos going up there in traffic. Here's McGee. Long feed to Winter. Low on the right. Goes up. Got fouled. Well, got hacked a couple of times. Once by Wooster. Then Buchtungel got in there. Nolan Winter will be shooting free throws. A Badger bench wants a little review there. And we'll have immediate timeout. Foul on Wooster will be his first. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And by Cleary Building Corp, built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore ClearyBuilding.com today. 12 minutes left of the first half. Wisconsin 21, Nebraska 8. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Fans, American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more.
Hey,
12 minutes left in the first half, 21-8 Wisconsin leading Nebraska here at the Kohl Center. The Badgers 8 of 12 from the floor, 5 of 8 from the three-point line. Excuse us for a moment. They had some children introduced during the media timeout. Young boys and girls who have been fighting cancer here. Again, this is the Suits and Sneakers Day, though the next three games, the Badger coaches will be in suits and sneakers. The sneakers the coaches are wearing designed by some of the cancer patients here in Madison. And that one got us.
To say the least.
Jack Janicki at the top of the circle. To shoot. Winter feeds Blackwell high on the left. Now it's Amos out to Blackwell against Wooster. Left of the lane, driving, beats Amos, bobbled it, and a turnover as Wooster gathers. I think Xavier was thinking dunk right there, and here's Raleigh Wooster to the front court. 11:34 left in the half, 21-8 Wisconsin. Morgan hands off to Gary to the line, in the lane, shot blocked by Winter. Loose ball. Blackwell, Gary on the floor. They get a tie up, and the arrow now to Nebraska.
Well, that's right. Nolan uses his length there. And again, that, like, Wisconsin's not known to having shot blockers, but being rim protectors is huge.
Yeah.
And that, you know, and it can be different. You can, both those things can be there. But Nolan was just nice and big, and he's able to go and get that block without fouling is huge.
12 on the shot clock. A little jostling going on right now. Xavier Amos. And
we've seen this with this team, that we saw it in UCLA.
Yeah,
like, I like that fight. I really think it's so important.
Inbounds pass to Hoiberg. Baseline right. Shovels to Gary. Low on the left. He'll float it up and in. And his first 2 points. 21-10 Wisconsin. 11:15 left in the first half. Kamari McGee. Going to Xavier Amos, flips to Blackwell, outside left, top of the circle, gets it to Winter, a toss for McGee on the right side. Feeds Amos, took a look at the three, puts it on the deck in the lane, goes up in traffic, back rim no good, Juwan Gary the rebound. Outlet to Wooster, up the right side to the front court. Wooster left hand dribble to the free throw line, spins it out to Asijan, catching, shooting for three, bangs off the rim no good, rebound Nolan Winter. And Connor has that very quick release. Here's Blackwell spinning in the lane, up in some traffic, missed it, rebound loose, running it down Blackwell, and knocked out of bounds. It's last touch by Blackwell. It'll belong to Nebraska.
Right now, offensively, Wisconsin's not playing the way they need to play. They need to weather this. They need to, first of all, understand the ball needs to move a little bit more. Right now, there's been a lot of isolation, whether it's been Xavier or John Blackwell. Move that ball. When they've moved it, they've got wide open shots, but when they've gone isolation, they haven't. And that's given confidence in the offensive end to Nebraska.
Tanjay Gilmore out there, Klesman, Winter, and Blackwell. Asijan with a ball for Nebraska. He'll bounce it to Morgan, backing left of the lane on Nolan Winter, backing mid post left, still backing, turns, goes up and in, but inside the right block. Good work from Andrew Morgan.
Because Nebraska's been able to get some stops offensively, they're feeling a little bit better about themselves.
21-12 Wisconsin. Here's Klesman, baseline right, brings it back out to the wing. We are halfway through the first half of play here at the Kohl Center. Match right side, he's open, shooting, back rim no good, rebound Juwan Gary, is Matt's missing on a three-point try. Here's Wooster off the Morgan screen to feed to Gary. He's open. He'll try the three. He'll hit it this time. Juwan Gary, and now the Huskers are back in it. 21-15 Wisconsin, 9:42 left in the half.
Brask on a 10-0 run.
Here's Winter, finds Gilmore all alone. Missed the dunk inside. Gary a late close, and here comes Gary up the floor. Sends to Asijan. He'll try the three, and it's off the left side iron. No good. Badgers dodged one there. Here's Klesman ahead to Blackwell. Blackwell outside right as he'll set the floor. Feeds Gilmore, throwing to Klesman against Asijan. Back out to Carter. Right-hand toss to Winter. He'll hand it to Tanjay. Tanjay opens, steps back, long three, and that just clipped the rim. No good, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Nebraska. 21-15 Wisconsin, 9:08 left in the half.
Nebraska on a 13-2 scoring run. Wisconsin hasn't scored in almost 4 minutes. Why? The ball is not moving. It's becoming too much isolation. We haven't said that a lot with this Wisconsin team, but offensively, that's why they haven't scored in almost 4 minutes.
Raleigh Wooster, 6'5 senior, brings the ball up the floor, throws to Besiegen, whistle, and illegal screen here. We're going to get Juwan Gary, off ball foul. That'll be his first. And just the second on Nebraska. Both teams with just the two fouls. Berka Buchtengel coming back in for the Huskers, replacing Juwan Gary. 8:59 left in the half, 21-15. Wisconsin leads Nebraska. Blackwell throwing to Carter Gilmore. Outside left, bounces it to Klesman between the circles, out to Gilmore, feeds Tanjay, left corner three. That got partially blocked.
But it got hit, too, to be honest.
Sure did. They let it go. Here comes Asijan, got by Klesman in the lane, runs it back out to Buchtengel off the right wing, in the paint, up left hand, missed it, rebound Klesman. And now here's Max to the front court. Max leaves it for Gilmore at the top. Gilmore against Buchtungel, who's trying to get into him a little bit. Now Gilmore sends to Klesman on the right side. Nebraska has tried to turn things up a little bit defensively. Blackwell stepped on the left sideline on the catch. He's looking to catch and go, and the Badgers guilty of turnover number three.
And why are they turning it up defensively? Because the ball hasn't stopped. Now they've built their confidence. Now they're getting into Wisconsin a little bit more.
8:17 left in the half, 21-15 Wisconsin. Huskers have scored the last 10 points. Morgan hands off to Wooster. Outside left against Tanjay around a Morgan screen. Wooster keeps the dribble alive. Right corner picked up by Crowell. A bounce to Morgan. Quick spin. Low on the left. Goes up. Got fouled by Gilmore. And Andrew Morgan will go to the free throw line as we have the under eight media timeout. FS Envision Seed Corn and FSI Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seed you need for the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. And Badger basketball also brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 7:58 left of the first half. Wisconsin 21, Nebraska 15. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 7:58 left in the first half. The Huskers right back in this thing. 21-15 Wisconsin. Andrew Morgan is 62% free throw shooter at the line for two, and he is too long with the first throw. Which is 8 points a game. A good player at North Dakota State, scored 860 points with the Bison as he hits the second free throw, and a split for Morgan. 21-16 Wisconsin. Here's John Blackwell up the floor for the Badgers. It's Klesman high on the right. Blackwell throwing to Tanjay, left wing into Crowell, drawing the double, skips it, and sails one. Nice grab. Klesman had to go up and get it, and then Max threw it away, trying to feed Nolan Winter. Is picked off by Wooster, who's Buchtungel outside right. Turnovers even now at four. Bryce Williams with the basketball. Gets a little bump from Buchtungel. Picked up by Blackwell defensively. Sam Hoiberg with a toss to Buchtungel. Hot between the circles. Hands off to Williams, who lost his balance and the ball. It slides out of bounds. Turnover Nebraska. It'll go back to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin's done a really good job on Bryce Williams. Averages 18 and a half. Only 2 points so far in this game. They've made him very uncomfortable.
Connor Asigian back on the bench. Connor has hit a three. He is one of five here, one of three from distance. But the ball is Crowell out between the arcs. It's been a while since the Badgers have scratched. Quite the dry spell in progress. Winter left of the circle. It's at the Blackwell. Shot clock is at 12. Blackwell at the left point. Feeds Crowell. Crowell with a handle off to Klesman. Seven to shoot. Klesman bounces to Crowell. Five to shoot. Crowell right of the lane. Out to Winter for three. Up top. Good. And the drought finally is over. The scoring run ends at 11 for Nebraska. 24-16 Wisconsin. 6:43 left till halftime. Booster outside right feeds Andrew Morgan at the top of the arc. Morgan a handoff to Williams. Scrolling around the screen. Now Wooster drives off the right wing. In the lane against Tanjay up right hand and in off the window.
That was an example of just the defense getting a little too wide.
24-18 Wisconsin. Here's Tanjay. Baseline left. Jump stop in the paint. Wild shot. Air ball caught by Blackwell. Low and left. He goes up. Tied up. Gets it back. Throws it up. Missed it. Rebound. Hoiberg comes up with it for Nebraska. 6-point lead Wisconsin. 6:05 left in the half. Sam Hoiberg off the Morgan screen. Bounces Buchtun-Gell. Take a look at the three. And now a handoff to Wooster. It's disrupted. And he is able to gather right before the mid-strike. Now it's Andrew Morgan at the top. Morgan. Right side, leads it for Hoiberg, snaps off a three, good from the right side. Sam Hoiberg makes it 24-21 Wisconsin with 5:43 left in the half. A 16-3 run here for the Huskers. The Badgers opened up leading 19-2. Here's Klesman with a feed to Stephen Crowell. Finds a back cutting Tanjay low on the right, goes up, blocked out of bounds by Williams, and Nebraska will keep it.
Can you tell we're in Big Ten play?
Yes, we can.
The physicality.
Yes.
I mean, against UCLA, now against Nebraska. Like, they are letting them be physical on both sides. This isn't just a one-sided physicality, but the physicality of this game and the last couple in Big Ten play has really elevated.
Yeah, Max Klesman limping as he heads over to the bench. Jack Janicki is in. Carter Gilmore will sub in for Nolan Winter. 12 on the shot clock. Blackwell baseline right, looking to inbound, looking and throws to Crowell right wing. Blackwell will come and get it. Drives off the wing in the lane. Lost the balance, lost the ball. Turnover. Williams has it. Here's Buchtun-Gell feeding Williams. A bump they play on. Gary low on the left. Up, missed badly. Crowell the rebound. Outlet to Tanjay up the right side of the front court. Moves to the middle. Right lane line now. Throws up a wild shot. No, wild shot because he knew he was drawing the contact. And John Tanjay will go to the free throw line for two shots. 24-21 Wisconsin with 5:08 left in the first half.
And that's the physicality that I'm talking about. Both sides, the first place could have been, they result in a turnover for Wisconsin, a bad shot for Nebraska. Thankfully, Wisconsin's able to get that ball in transition. John Tanjay's able to get to the free throw line. But that's where they have to play under control. You can't just feel contact and throw that ball up.
Tanjay misses the first free throw. He is a 93% free throw shooter, averaging 6.7 attempts per game. Aaron Ulis checks in, as does Connor Asigian. Wooster and Morgan will sit down. That was the first free throw attempt of the game, by the way, for Wisconsin. Tanjay was short with it. Second attempt coming up, and that rattles through. 25-21 Wisconsin. Aaron Ulis, the former Iowa Hawkeye. Throw to Buchtun-Gell between the circles. Now it's Asigian dribbling right wing, and his handoff to Williams disrupted by Janicki. Jack on the run down the lane to the rim, and he sends it down. Oh, Janicki, the steal and the dunk, and it's 27-21 Wisconsin.
And maybe even the foul.
Oh,
what a finish.
That was grown man's work. Asigian being hounded by Janicki between the circles. Now a little
the other way.
Go.
Absolutely.
An illegal screen on the handoff. Bryce Williams. That'll be his first. And team foul number four. 27-21 Wisconsin. 4:36 left in the first half. Here's Kamari McGee throwing to Carter Gilmore at the center circle. Gilmore. Drifting left, leads up for Tanjay, a toss to Crowell, sends to McGee. Kamari up top, he'll snap off a three, and it's short, no good. The rebound to Connor Asigian for Nebraska. And here comes Bryce Williams. to the free throw line, brings it back out to Buchtengel, hands off to Williams, shadowed by Janicki, now Crowell on the switch. Williams above the three-point line. He'll go ahead and take the three, and it hits the left side iron, no good. Rebound McGee, outlet to Janicki on the right side. Janicki feeds Gilmore, now Tanjay left side on the wing. Tanjay hooks to Gilmore, leads to McGee, left corner. Nesigian defends. Out to the wing is Kamari, now Gilmore has it. Turns it right side for Janicki, out to Gilmore. Feeds Crowell up top, whips to McGee for three, left corner, book it.
That is just great basketball. I mean, that ball is popping on that possession. Ooh, that's one that, as a coach, you say, clip it. We're going to show the positive tomorrow.
30-21, Wisconsin, 3:27 left of the first half. Euless with the pass to Buchtengel at the top of the circle. Now hand off to Williams around a screen. Feeds Euless for three, right side, off the iron. Rebound to Stephen Crowell with 3:13 left in the half. 30-21, Wisconsin. Tanjay outside left, dribbles to the free throw line, right lane line in the lane, up in traffic, and it goes in for Tanjay. And a timeout taken by Fred Hoiberg as the Badgers now on a run of their own. The lead is 11. This will be a full timeout. Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports for the experts at the State Journal. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search your app store today. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 3:03 left in the first half. Wisconsin 32, Nebraska 21. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to saving Zion at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. U.S. Bank scoreboard update, about 10 minutes remaining in Bloomington. Maryland leads Indiana 60-53. 3:03 left in the first half here. Wisconsin on an 8-point run. Now leads Nebraska 32-21.
And I asked you during the break, it's been a game of runs. Wisconsin's been on a 19-2 run to start the game. Nebraska was on an 11-0 run. Now Wisconsin's on an 8-0 run. That's what it's been. And it's been a fun game back and forth with a lot of responses. I think a lot of the reasons we've had so many runs is because on the offensive end for both teams, they haven't run good offense for long durations, which has led to runs for the other teams. But that's why we're sitting here 21-32.
Fred Hoiberg has burned two timeouts in this first half. Here's Raleigh Wooster against John Tanjay, left of the circle. A feed for Hoiberg, turns to Buchtengel. Reverse layup is good, going right to left. Good work from Bearcats Buchtengel.
We've had some really good finishes in this game,
we
too.
We have. 32-23, Wisconsin, 2:43 left in the half. Kamari McGee will set the floor for Wisconsin. McGee up top. Uplift to Crowell, left of the circle. Stevie, one dribble, now bounces to Tanjay. Tanjay against Wooster on the left wing. Feeds Crowell, draws the double, kills the dribble. Now it's McGee, left corner. Tabari with four to shoot. Got to go to work. Here's Tanjay. Deep three left of the circle. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound, Stephen Crowell. Up and trying to get around Buketun Gel, and he'll draw the foul. Big Stevie with a little offensive rebounding work.
Steve with a quiet afternoon so far. Only three rebounds, no shot attempts, no points. That being said, it's not because he's not being aggressive. Anytime he gets the ball in the post, the double team is coming from Nebraska. It's a different double team. It's coming from the baseline. He can't really be aggressive and go make a move. He's got to pass out of that.
The foul was on Connor Asijan, and Stephen Crowell missed the first free throw. He had made 24 straight. That's his first miss at the foul line since November 30th. Second free throw for Crowell is good.
And that's why I was talking so long, to make sure that you didn't jinx him, right? That's why I just was trying to take care of you on that one, Matt, right? I don't want to give you the jinx opportunity.
Exactly. He took care of it by missing it all on his own.
See, there we go. We don't even need to mention it.
33-23, Wisconsin. Asijan with the throw to Raleigh Wooster. Wooster against Stephen Crowell now. A feed for Jawan Gary. Driving right of the lane. Goes up off the glass and rim. No good. Rebound Crowell. With a minute 50 left in the half, Badgers up 10 and with the ball. He feeds Crowell at the top. The way to Tanjay, high on the left. A pass for Gilmore. Rotates Janicki. He has provided a spark in this first half is Jack Janicki. Now it's Carter Gilmore. Left-hand flip for Tanjay. Shot clock at 10. Tanjay right of the lane. Cut off by Wooster and Buketun Gel. Gilmore wraps it to McGee. Good look at a three. Left side. Yes, sir. He came in 55% from long range, and Kamari with two threes here in the first half this afternoon. 36-23, Wisconsin. 1:15 left of the half. Here's Asijan, and he got clipped by Stephen Crowell. And that'll be the first on Stevie and number four on Wisconsin. Crowell will sit down. Nolan Winter is in. Andrew Morgan will come in to replace Berka Buketunja. Number sub is Blackwell will enter for Janicki. 1:14 left in the half, 36-23 Wisconsin. Wooster sideline left, inbounds to Asijan. Covered up by Blackwell, hands to Morgan, back to Connor. Right foul line extended, and Asijan throws one away, trying to whistle one back to Morgan, and that goes out of bounds, turnover, Nebraska.
Good response by Wisconsin. I mean, Nebraska had their run, now Wisconsin's on a 12-2 run, and the ball's moving, it's finding the right player.
Here's Carter Gilmore, leaves it for Tanjay on the right side. Now baseline right, turns it back out to Gilmore. A pass for McGee, wraps it to Blackwell for three. And that thuds off the rim, no good. Raleigh Wooster the rebound. At the middle of the front court is Wooster, now driving left lane line to the cup, layup, no. Rebound Gilmore, quick outlet to McGee. Kamari with a burst to the top of the circle, fans out right side, feeds Tanjay, open three, right pocket, yes, and one. John Tanjay with a four-point opportunity, and the lead is 16 for the Badgers.
This team is so good offensively. I didn't think they were going to continue to play that bad during the stretch. Obviously, now we're seeing them move the ball. When you move the ball, it creates closeouts. It now has wide-open shots, and then John Tanjay buries the three and one opportunity as well. It's amazing when the ball moves for this team, right, and any team in the game. Good things happen, but especially this one, because they're loaded with three-point shooters.
Andrew Morgan, the foul. Tanjay connects on the free throw, and it's a four-point play. 14 buckets for the Badgers, 9 assists, to your point, Mr. Butch. 40-23, Wisconsin. Badgers have matched their longest lead of the day. Down to 36 seconds left in the half. Williams, right lane line, tries to throw one up, and Nolan Winter says, get it out of here. He rejects it out of bounds.
Bryce Williams just trying to find it. We've said that a lot. Wisconsin's been really good at stopping the opponent's best player during this stretch here in Big Ten play.
Williams baseline right near the corner will inbound. 33 and a half seconds left in half. Inbounds passes Siege in, flips a three. Good from the right corner. Very quick release. 40-26 Wisconsin. 25 seconds left in the half. Shot clock is dark. Blackwell. Standing dribble at the midcourt logo, just left of the center circle. Out of 15 seconds left in the half. A 1-4 flat look right now. Blackwell pounding. Left hand out of 10 seconds. High screen Tanjay. Pick and pop. Tanjay catching. Shooting for three. Back rim no good. Long rebound. Bryce Williams with four. With three. Williams driving to the rim. And the layup is good. And the first half will come to an end. So a little counterpunch from Nebraska getting the final 5 points of the first half.
And maybe went a little early with that guard-to-guard screen to finish that. Because you go so early, it gives a chance for that long rebound and transition opportunity. Now Wisconsin just needs to get back in transition, too. You need to have that outlet back.
We hit halftime at the Kohl Center. Badger fans, if looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brewpub Pizza. Loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. At the half, Wisconsin 40, Nebraska 28. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Time at the Kohl Center. The Badgers are 9 of 19 from the three-point line. They have led by 17 on a couple of occasions. 12-point advantage now at 40-28. John Tanjay with 15 points to lead the way. John Blackwell has 8. And for Nebraska, Connor Isijan, a couple of three-point hits. His 6 points represents the leading scorer for the Huskers through the first 20. Jawan Gary next in line with 5. The Badgers 45% from the field. The Huskers just 37% through the first half of play. Wisconsin 40, Nebraska 28. Coming up, a halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. We'll hear from John Tanjay in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa.
Maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
It's time for our halftime conversation as we hear from Badgers graduate transfer John Tanje, who has been quite the addition to this Badgers team. Of course, highlighted by the 41-point performance back in November against Arizona. As expected, he is getting more and more attention out on the floor from Wisconsin's opponents.
Yeah, I mean, but that's to be expected. I feel like, it's just part of it. I'm trying to compete, come out here and get a win, and, teams are going to game plan against me, and I'm up for the challenge, and I love to show up here every day and compete.
Going back to the LA trip, I'm told that you're one of the big UFC guys on the team. Mm-hmm. You and a couple others. So that was probably a good kick for you, seeing all those competitors out there at the hotel in LA.
Yeah, that was awesome. I mean, a lot of those guys, I look up to a lot of those guys, and I take a lot of inspiration from them. So it was awesome to be able to go around and meet some of them, actually. It was a surreal moment.
I know John was talking about it, where, like, in some ways you can translate, because those guys, nobody wants to tap out. So the sports are different, but maybe there are some things from that that helps you as a basketball athlete, too.
Absolutely. There's a lot of the mental stuff that goes into it, and I've studied a lot of those guys for years now, so it was awesome to be able to see some of those guys and see how they work as well.
We'll have more of our halftime conversation with John Tanje. It's presented by American Family Insurance. We'll continue in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill, because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
We continue with our halftime conversation as we hear more from John Tonjay, the Badgers graduate transfer. Well, there's a lot that goes into the recruiting process now, and yes, there is a business component to it, but there's still the fit otherwise. And John tells us that he is loving his time of being a Wisconsin Badger.
It's been everything and more. It's been an unbelievable experience. I couldn't have, I just, this opportunity given from God, and I know that just from everything I've gotten here has just been amazing, the good, the bad, the ugly. It's all been beautiful and amazing, and I've been so, grateful to be here.
As good as you guys have been, it's been pretty good. Where do you feel like, what's the next step with this team to be an even better team down the stretch here?
Yeah, just step by step, day by day, trying to get better and put it together, with the process. So I think, we're learning a lot still and still getting better, so I'm super excited about the future.
How much have you leaned on or just picked the brains of guys who've been around? If it's Stevie, if it's Gilmore, Kamari, I know he transferred in, Max. Is that, those guys all been a big help to you as you continue to grow here at Wisconsin?
Absolutely. Those guys have been huge for me. Just being, older guys that I can talk to and just figure out what the culture is about here and figure out how things have looked, how things have been, and just trying to fit in and learn everything I can from those guys. They've been huge since day one.
That's John Tonjay, and that is our halftime conversation. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. That's coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, seventh-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. 40-28, Wisconsin leads Nebraska at the break. The Badgers 45% from the field, 9 of 19 from 3, 3 of 5 at the foul line. The Huskers 37% from the floor, 5 of 14 from long range, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Badgers with 9 assists, 7 for Nebraska, 5 turnovers for Wisconsin, 8 for the Huskers. 40-28, your score, Wisconsin leading Nebraska. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Badgers lead at 40-28. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds.
Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
News from the center, WRCE.
A couple times in the first half, the Badgers led by as many as 17 points, wondering whether Nebraska would get blown out of the gym. Well, they answered one of those runs, and they got the last 5 points of the first half. It's 40-28 Wisconsin leading the Huskers. We start the second half here at the Kohl Center in Madison.
And I think it's one of those things that early on, you look at exactly what Bryce Williams has done, 2 points. It reminds me a lot of the Ohio State game. Bruce Thornton, only 2 points. He's come out to give, and Bruce Thornton gave you 19 points in the second half. So you've got to make sure you know where Bryce Williams is. Don't let him get going in this second half.
Badgers will have the first possession. We'll be moving to our right. Klesment, Blackwell, Tanjay, Crowell, and Winter. It's Williams, Morgan, along with Jawan Gary, Berka Buchtingel, and Sam Hoiberg. The original starting fives, both sides. That's how they'll start here in the second half. Up next for Wisconsin, they win.